FM.
22,000 people have now signed a petition begging authorities to change the rules at the Lyell McEwin Hospital. These really strict, cruel, inhumane, really, rules around birthing, which means that a support person, a partner, can't be with a pregnant woman until she reaches active labour. I don't know whether they can just sit out in the waiting room.
Well, also administratively, I imagine that takes more work for the hospital as well, because you would have to have someone keep an eye on them.
Yeah.
You would have to have...
And then someone ringing the partner. Well,
someone
saying,
going to get them.
Also, like you said the other day, Limo, like, I need a glass of water. After your wife's had a baby, you sort of just run around doing little bits and pieces for them of things that they need around the
which
room.
Which the staff are doing now.
Correct.
Instead of the husband. Hey, is there something different at the Lyell McEwin that would separate it from every other hospital in Adelaide? Is there a particular reason why they would have a different
rule? I don't know why the Lyell Mac is so much stricter.
It is bizarre because the Lyell Mac is also a brilliant hospital, and they are also, do you know what, they have about 600 or 700 volunteers that also work at that hospital. They've done some wonderful things. I just think, though, that whoever made this decision has made an incredibly bad one. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And the other thing is, I'm surprised it's taken so long to be overturned. I bet you any money in the world that it'll be overturned sooner rather than later. But why has it taken this long? I just think that we have RAT tests available now. You go in with your partner. Both people are RAT tested, and then once they're negative, they go in. Mm. If you've got COVID, of course you're not allowed in the hospital. That's fine. You fully understand that.
Yeah.
But, and that's just sad that you had COVID at the time your wife was having a baby or whatever. But as a rule, I just think it's a stupid one.
I suspect on balance they'll consider all this and it will be turned around.
Stephen Marshall has ordered an urgent review. So it's not just the when you go into labour, it's for me remembering what I was like post having a baby. It's the they can only stay in there for 4 hours afterwards, and particularly like if you've had a Caesar, you have trouble getting out and about. I just remember how sore I was downstairs. I didn't want to get out of bed and have to even get up to physically get your baby to breastfeed it.
But also, I slept in a little trundle bed in the room with Kel, which I suspect a lot of people do. For the first. Well, in fact, the whole time she was in the hospital.
Is that like one of those like reclining chairs that turns into a bed?
Yeah,
that's
what
I slept in.
It was like I was almost on the ground. It was some tiny, fairly uncomfortable bed.
But when we were at Ashford, I called it the cesarean simulator because it was that uncomfortable that in the morning it felt like I had had a cesarean.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, you've no idea about the pain, Beck. The pain.
Careful.
And honestly, to be honest, the lack of support I got.
Stop now.
From the people around me, it really twisted my back.
Mate.
And I'm not sure if I ever got my pre-baby body back.
I will agree with you there.
So there is a petition.
There's a petition and the Premier's got involved. They did, when they introduced these measures, say they were temporary. So let's just hope that sooner rather than later they let women birth with a bit of support around them, because it's such a stressful. Hey, on another topic, did you guys go out and wet the baby's head?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, that's got to stop. I was thinking about that the other day.
That's got to stop.
Second night that I was still in hospital, went out, pulled an all-nighter.
Oh, wow.
Mate, if I was married to you, there wouldn't be a night I wouldn't pull an all-nighter. That's just a coping mechanism. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.